New to the living healthy lifestyle or a healthy living veteran, this is your place for honest answers.
Naturally Savvy.
With registered holistic nutritionist, Andrea Dotsky.
And health journalist,
Lisa Davis.
I'm Lisa Davis. Andrea is away today. So glad you're listening to Naturally Savvy. Here on the show, we really try to emphasize using food as medicine. So I decided that after being in health media since 1998, yes, it's been a long time that I've been in this business and I love it. I wanted to write a book and I wanted to interview top experts in a field. And I thought, what is a great thing that no one really talks about that we can actually improve through better eating? And I thought, sex. Sexual health is a big deal. And there are so many great ways to enhance your sexual health, to enhance your connection. So today I'm going to be joined by the wonderful Erin MacDonald, RDN. She did the recipes for my book, which is available now for pre-order on Amazon, Clean Eating, Dirty Sex, Sensual Superfoods, and Aphrodisiac Practices for Ultimate Sexual Health and Connection. Erin, so glad you're joining me for this.
Thank you so much for having me. I am thrilled to be on.
Well, we're going to have some fun. You know, first of all, I always have to tell people that the book is not about dirty sex. It's a play on words, clean, dirty. I thought it was funny. So I really want to emphasize that. And, you know, Erin, you've read the book and, you know, you saw it really is about how to connect with your partner. It does obviously have information about sex and information about positions and about, you know, how to give yourself pleasure. And but it's written in a very informative way, an interesting way. I would say it's very far from dirty, but very good in terms of really helping you have a fulfilling sex life, wouldn't you say?
I absolutely agree. And I think that's the thing that most people forget about is the sense of connection. You know, you really want to be connected with your partner in order to be able to have a more fulfilling sex life, to have something that's more meaningful and more passionate and good for both, you know, both parties.
It's so true. You know, I just want to mention some of the people I interviewed for this book, because you've heard them here on Naturally Savvy, and if not, also on Talk Healthy Today. Susan Seminelli is wonderful. She has fantastic skincare products, and she's written a great book, and she's really big on using food, not only, you know, for your overall healing, but the way that it affects our skin. There's a wonderful, everybody. I mean, there's Michael Clapper. He's an MD. Tess Masters is a smoothie gal. Jake Panasavage has been on the show. He does yoga. We talk about partner yoga. We've probably all heard of Kellyanne Bertucci, MD. She's the bone broth woman. As a matter of fact, Erin, you and I were talking about bone broth on Talk Healthy Today recently, and what a great thing it is. And that has to do with our not only our beauty, but the way our body works and our gut. There's so many different things. So when I came to you and I said, I want you to create recipes that are going to enhance sexual health, did it surprise you, or were you like, oh, yeah, that totally makes sense?
Oh, it totally makes sense. Absolutely, because... yeah. Food is healing. Food is medicine. And food, you know, I always tell people, food can either be the greatest medicine or the worst poison. So if we want to be healthier, have less inflammation in our bodies, feel better, have more energy, better blood flow, that's going to all stem from what you put in your body. That's food. And we've got to start from a place of looking at food as medicine. Food is going to heal your body, make you feel better. And heck yeah, if you're feeling better, you have more energy and you have better blood flow, you're going to have a definitely better sex life.
Yeah. And so, you know, one of the things that we look at in the book is we look at different foods, different types of foods. And we also look at that some happen to be more like, let's say, nature's Viagra instead of taking your Viagra. And there's also some natural antidepressants. And these are all wonderful whole foods and natural foods. And it's so great that Erin was able to put them into such delicious recipes, which we will talk about shortly. And, you know, speaking of Viagra, I interviewed for the book Dr. Dudley Danoff, who is a wonderful urologist out of UCLA. And he talked about how sometimes they'll see a man who, or this oftentimes happens, who is overweight, hasn't exercised in years, eats a bunch of crap. And he'll say, I'm going to give you this Cialis or this Viagra as a bridge, but I want you to make some lifestyle changes. And he said, when they do, when they lose weight, when they start eating better, they come back and say, you're right, I don't need that medication. And I think it can make such a difference. Also, Drew Manning, who I'm a huge fan of. Oh, my gosh. I don't know if you know him, but he is awesome. Fit to Fat to Fit. He's a personal trainer who he's been on. He hasn't been on Naturally Savvy, but he's been on Talk Healthy Today. He also has his own podcast, Fit to Fat to Fit. he gained 75 pounds on purpose because he felt like he just wasn't getting it. He'd been athletic his whole life and he's working with people who are out of shape. And he'd be like, just eat this. Don't eat that. Just do this. And he's like, why isn't this working? So he gained 75 pounds and he realized how addictive the processed food is. He said, like some of the cereals that you have. And he was, you know, people think, oh, did you just eat donuts all day? He's like, no, I just ate the standard American diet full of highly processed junk, right, Aaron? I mean, it's amazing what can happen and how your taste buds start to change and they crave that, and how hard it was for him to lose all the weight and get back in shape, which he did. But that was a pretty, I don't know, that's a pretty tough experiment. But it also, his sexual health went down the drain when he was, you know, eating all that food.
Oh, I agree 100%. And the standard American diet is not healthy, period, end of story. You know, because yes. What is the standard American diet? It's full of refined white grains, lots of grains in general, lots of sugar, lots of bad fats. It's not balanced. So when you eat a meal, it's usually a very, very high carbohydrate meal, low in protein, low in fat, hardly enough fruits and vegetables that come in your, you know, on your daily meal intake. And it's just so overly processed. And, you know, when you get something overly processed, it's devoid of important vitamins and minerals. You're not getting these anti-inflammatory compounds that you can get naturally from fruits and vegetables and beans and legumes and whole grains and healthy fats. So you walk around feeling fed, even overfed, but completely undernourished and sick and poor energy and brain fog. I mean, stop me if you've, you know, heard this one before, but, you know, people are walking around over fat and undernourished and they feel awful.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because when you say over fat and undernourished, I immediately think of Joe Cross, who a lot of people are familiar with, who did Fat, Sick, and Nearly Dead 1 and 2. And he also did a wonderful documentary that had to do with kids' lunch at school and just how crappy it is. And I'm just such a huge fan. So he wrote the foreword, which was such a thrill for me because I absolutely love Joe. And that was where he was at before he, you know, he changed his life. And I think, and he also talked about, you know, the difference in your sex life and your sex drive, and just when you don't have energy and you feel bad about yourself too. And I don't even, you know, I don't like to focus too much on, you know, well, if you're overweight, you're this or that, or this, you know, in terms of a looks thing, because I think we're all different shapes and sizes. I think if we're moving our bodies and we're trying to eat healthy, I think that's what counts. Cause I feel like I don't want women to feel like, oh, I have to be a certain size or I have to be this. Cause there's so much of that. Right. So it's like this delicate dance, wouldn't you say, Aaron, of not making people feel bad, but also wanting them to be healthy. Like, I find that to be tricky for me sometimes.
Absolutely. And body size is very individualized. You know, you don't have to look and be a certain size and shape to be quote unquote healthy, because you can start off at a larger body size and in an unhealthy state. And as long as you're making the changes in your life to become a healthier person, which includes eating right, moving your body, dealing with your stress, getting better sleep, being a happier person. As long as you're, you know, doing the steps it takes to become a healthier person, your body's not going to shift overnight. You're not going to go from a 300-pound person to a 175-pound man overnight. You're just not. But if you're doing all the things that make you healthier, even if your body size isn't where you ideally would like it to be, but it is going in that direction, that's great. I'm thrilled for that. I mean, I don't believe everyone has to look exactly the same size, because that doesn't make any sense. But again, if you're doing all the things to make you healthier, mind, body, and spirit, it's regardless of what your body looks like, because your body is in a state of flux. It's in a state of motion and a constant state of change. As long as you're constantly working on things, you're becoming a healthier person, and the end result is you're going to feel amazing in everything. You're going to have better brain clarity. You're going to have more energy. You're going to sleep better. You're going to be a happier person. And heck, when you're a happier person, you want to do more things. You want to have more sex. You want to be more connected to your partner.
Oh, definitely. And, you know, for women, too, it's tricky. I mean, I think I'm 5'10", I'm between a size 10 and 12. I love my curves. I exercise regularly. I eat clean. But, you know, I can get hung up that I have cellulite, or I can get hung up on this and that. And that's where I think it's dangerous, right? Because I want women to embrace their sexuality and their sensuality and, you know, do things that make them feel sexy and get out of the mindset that, you know, we have to look a certain way, right? Because I am very... I feel like I'm a very sensual person and I'm trying to do things that connect with my partner. So it takes my mind off my thighs, you know, you know what I'm trying to say, Erin?
Absolutely. You know, and part of the problem is in today's society, we are constantly bombarded with social media and the images of what's considered perfect or ideal. And we need to stop looking at those and look at ourselves and saying, I love myself. And what do I love about me? I love certain parts of my body because of, you know, and fill in the blank. Learn to love the body that you have. If you feel you want to make slight changes to your body that, you know you can do something a little bit different, that's okay too. But don't look at other things out there or other people's bodies and go, I have to look like her. No, you have to be the best version of yourself and learn to love your body. Because that's the body that you were given. If you feel that you've done wrong to your body by not eating properly and not exercising and not getting enough sleep and there's room for improvement, I'm okay with that. But not comparing yourself to somebody else's version of ideal is so important because it's all about loving yourself, loving the body that you have, feeling great in the body that you have. And if that means you need to work on it in some way, shape, or form, I'm okay with that, but never, ever, ever compare yourself to anybody else.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I have to say, just getting back into the Clean Eating, Dirty Sex book, I'm really proud of it because I think that it really does that. It helps you to feel better about yourself, get more in touch with your sexuality, and connect with your partner. And it also, you know, even if you're not interested in sex, if you get this book, if you just eat the way we recommend, you're going to feel so much better. You know, that's what's so funny to me. It's like, it's really a book just about healthy living in general, but it happens to have a focus on sexual health, which I think is important. And when you make these changes and you eat these delicious foods we're going to talk about in a moment, so I tease it a little bit, you're going to feel better. And I wanted to jump into some of these. So I mentioned that there was some different categories. So I mentioned the natural antidepressants. Some of those are avocados, cayenne, dark chocolate, strawberries. I mean, bring them on. Natural hormone balancing foods, almonds, bone broth, sauerkraut. Some of the foods for increasing stamina, apples, bananas, shrimp. I mean, I'm going to let people get the book, but there's so many great things. I mean, like I said, bring on the dark chocolate and the avocados and the cayenne and the strawberries, and I'm a happy camper. Erin, talk to us about how you developed these recipes. Once we went over and we got the list of foods and we did the research, this is like scientifically backed stuff here. How did you go ahead? You know, I want to hear your process of how you put it all together, make such delicious recipes.
Well, thank you. Well, we divided the recipes into different categories. So I started based on the different categories. We've got the erotic entrees. We have breakfast in bed. We have seductive sides, sensual smoothies, and down and dirty desserts. And, you know, I'm all for a play on words. So I love categories that really grab my attention. So, you know, for things like breakfast in bed, because, of course, you know, the first thing that you wake up and do is want to have breakfast, and there's nothing better than breakfast in bed and maybe feeding each other, and you want to start your day off with a lot of energy. So, you know, I looked at things by categories, and, of course, I looked at all the foods that were, you know, on the list, and really all the foods that were on the list for, you know, better stamina and better blood flow and better health and energy are the same things I'm going to recommend for anybody to feel better about any part of their body, you know, whether it's improving heart health or, you know, lowering blood pressure and lowering inflammation. All these foods cross many party lines. So, but what I tried to do is look at them and go, okay, how many different of these foods can I literally get into one recipe? Because it's not just like, oh, asparagus. Okay, we're only going to feature asparagus in this recipe. No, it's going to have layers and layers of different ingredients. So really it's building on how many different ingredients could I put in one recipe so you're getting the best bang for your buck. And I'm all about flavor. For me, if something is plain, I don't care how good it is for you, that is just boring. So I am all about lots of flavor goes into everything, lots of different dimensions of flavor. So it's not just one taste on your taste bud. You're dealing with multiple tastes on your taste bud. You're dealing with temperature issues and textural components to a dish, and umami, which is that fifth taste, which is really talking about comforting food, that kind of like deep down soulful, enriching, you know, qualities of food. So when I build a recipe, it's about taste, texture, temperature, umami, so that when you eat, you are so satisfied. At the end of the meal, you're like, wow, like that was not only soulful, satisfying, I've got so much energy, I feel happy because I ate that. And, you know, if you look at your partner, you go, okay, let's go hit the sheets. It's like a nice added benefit.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's like satiating but light. I mean, what a great combination. Because I can't tell you how many times my husband and I are like, okay, tonight we're doing it. We're fooling around. We're going to do this. And then we eat a big dinner and we're like, ugh. I should say this hasn't happened recently because we're more aware. But when we were first going out many years ago, this would happen. It's so frustrating. So I'll say to my husband, wait, don't eat a big lunch today, or because we can, like, you know, let's get a quickie in the afternoon. Or, but if you're full all the time and like lethargic, what fun is that?
It totally. I mean, no one's going to feel in the mood after a burger and fries. I'm sorry. You're just not. You're going to feel heavy and weighed down. So we went for dishes that would digest easily, that are very light, but super energetic and super refreshing and full of flavor. And again, when you eat food that is full of flavor, you are far more satisfied. And when you're far more satisfied, you're happier. And when you're happier, you're more in the mood to want to go fool around.
That is for sure. You know, I'd like to offer, if you're listening to Naturally Savvy, and I'll give you an email. If I had to share one dessert recipe, what would you say, Erin? I mean, I love the ooey gooey brownies. But I also love those truffles. I also love the chocolate mousse because I'm all about the Mexican chocolate, avocado mousse. What do you think? I'd like to give,
Hopefully,
someone with a great recipe.
It's really hard because I love them all so much.
They're so good.
I'm a huge chocoholic, so that's why a lot of the recipes have chocolate in them. And I love dark chocolate. So the almond flour chocolate cake is so good. The brownies are just so ooey gooey, and something about licking them off your fingers just really, you know, sets the mood for things.
Definitely.
But if you don't like chocolate, you know, we've got you covered as well. The balsamic roasted strawberry shortcake gorgeous and amazing, because you get, when you roast strawberries in balsamic vinegar, they take on that acidity, that beautiful flavor of the balsamic, and then this almond flour shortcake biscuit that goes along with it. It's buttery and just so hearty, and the two things go together so beautifully. So we've got you covered if you love chocolate. We've got you covered if you don't love chocolate. And one of the most beautiful and fun to eat is the cinnamon sauteed bananas. It couldn't be simpler, but it tastes so decadent, and it's just something that you just, you know, can sit and enjoy and spoon feed each other and just feel light and satisfied afterwards.
Yeah, you know, I thought with Valentine's Day coming up, because a book comes out in a spring of 2018, I thought I really want to be able to offer people, you know, at least a dessert. So perhaps if you want to email me, healthpower18@yahoo.com. healthpower18@yahoo.com, and I can give you some choices. You can tell me what you'd like. But the other thing in the last few minutes I'm very excited about is we have a special offer, because Erin, who kicks butt, has a new book, which I'm in love with, an ebook, which is fabulous. No Excuses, 50 Plus Healthy Ways to Rock Lunch and Dinner. I did an interview on Talk Healthy Today about this, so you can go back and listen so you can get all the ins and outs on this fantastic book. But if you go to Amazon.com and you pre-order Clean Eating, Dirty Sex, Central Superfoods, and Aphrodisiac Practices for Ultimate Sexual Health and Connection, so you can read from over 30 wonderful experts, from MDs to sexologists to exercise physiologists and on and on and on, and other nutritionists, and Erin, all of her great recipes and her contributions to the book. If you order and you take a picture and just email it to me at healthpower18@yahoo.com, the first 5 people will get, drum roll please, no excuses, 50 plus healthy ways to rock lunch and dinner. That is Tiffany Backus and Erin McDonald. Am I saying her last name correctly, Tiffany's?
Yes, Backus.
Backus. All right. Well, you gals are fabulous. This book is fabulous. And this has been so much fun. I mean, I'm just so excited about this book. And I really hope people will check it out. I think it'll definitely make you healthier overall. And if the goal is to have better sex, it's going to help you with that as well. Anything you wanted to add, Erin?
No, I'm super excited to be a part of it. It was so much fun developing the recipes. And of course, developing recipes means tasting recipes. So
yes.
I got to eat my fair share. And all the recipes are things that I like to eat. You know, so there's more than 50 recipes. They're amazing. They're delicious. And yeah, like you said, you're going to feel better. And it just happens to be like, oh, it's a great side effect, you know, side thing that,
exactly.
Oh, you're going to have, you know, a better sex life.
Yes. And I do want to mention, too, what I love in the book. I mean, it talks about menopause. It talks about hormones. It talks about erectile dysfunction and how important it is for eating more flavonoids. And you know, there's wonderful research. It's so fantastic. And another thing, too, I'm really proud of in the book is it talks about trauma. And the reason I bring this up, and I know I'm bringing it up at the end, but, you know, I think it's too simplistic to just be like, eat an apple and go have better sex. It's like, you know what? Some of us have had trauma. Some of us have had sexual trauma, and we need to work through that. And there's a wonderful MD, Barb Dupree, and she's from Middlesex. If you go to middlesexmd.com, she offers some wonderful advice, and she has a program for trauma. Because I didn't want the book to just be simplistic. I wanted it to be full of research and have options for people who have maybe a deeper issue of why they're not able to connect with their partner. So I wanted to throw that in there. And, but on the whole, it is a light, fun book, but it's necessary, right, Erin, to like really, if we're really going to cover sexual health, we need to look at the emotions as well and the mental side.
Oh, absolutely. You got it. That's the great thing about this book. It's not just like a sex manual. You know, sex and is deeper than just sex. It's about relationships. It's about connection. It's about passion. And you're right. I mean, if someone has a history of sexual trauma and they don't deal with that and work through that, it will become very difficult to connect with their partner on a very organic, natural, honest, open, loving level. So the fact that you include that, which is something that I think a lot of people exclude and don't address because it's kind of like, you know, the elephant in the room. No one wants to talk about it, but it has to be dealt with. And whether it has to do with sexual trauma and your ability to have a relationship with your partner or any kind of trauma you've had and your ability to love yourself and then be able to be successful with your other health journeys like losing weight, becoming healthier, becoming a happier person, you have to be able to address those emotional issues.
Oh, I think so, too. I mean, that's my hope. I would love to get an email from someone who says, I've been dealing with this trauma and, you know, learning about Dr. Dupree, or if they go in another direction, but they're able to say this, you know, this is something I really want. I really think there's so much for everyone. So again, if you go to Amazon.com, just type in Clean Eating Dirty Sex Book. And the first 5 people to email me, just take a picture and just email me healthpower18@yahoo.com. You will get a copy of Erin's fantastic book. And I want to thank Barleans because they are the sponsor this month. And I have to say, I never miss my fish oil because I'm in love with the Omega Swirl. It's mango peach. They've got key lime. They've got some other flavors. My daughter and I, like every single night, we never miss it. And for years, it's like, oh, cripe, I didn't take my fish oil again. They've also got flax oil, powdered greens, fibers, coconut oils, and seed blends. So we are just such big fans. And I just want to thank everyone for listening to Naturally Savvy. I love doing this show. I love bringing great ways to make your life happier and healthier. And Erin is going to be joining me regularly on the program. So get ready to hear from Erin here once a month on Naturally Savvy. Woo, woo. We are going to have a great time. And Erin, give us the ways we can find you one more time.
Best way to find me is at my website, urockgirl.com. So that's the letter U, rockgirl.com. We're also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and YouTube. And on our YouTube channel, it's filled with all these amazing workouts that my partner, Tiffany, has put together, and once a week we put out a new workout. And go to urockgirl.com. You can order your ebook right now. It just came out. So you can order your ebook right now. It's on sale. And if you join the You Rock Girl Sisterhood, you'll get a free newsletter every week with new recipes, new workouts, new fabulous wellness information. We've got you covered from A to Z.
All right. Thank you all so much. And be sure to check us out on social media at Andrea Donsky, at Naturally Savvy, at Your Radio MD, and at Health Media Gal 1. Thanks for listening and stay well.